Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
So today for Goals Question Time, I've got the pleasure of being joined by Rob Jolly. And Rob is the founder and CEO of Rentycar. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Andrew. Good to be here and speak to you.
Great, Rob. Thanks so much for giving us the time. Could you kick off with a brief introduction about yourself and that, please? Good.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, my name's Rob Jolly. My background before this, I've been in the car industry, worked for Jaguar Land Rover for just over 5 years. Mechanical engineering background. I'm based in the Midlands in Leamington Spa at the moment. But yeah, our business, as we'll go on to in a second, has started in the heart of Birmingham and now moved nationwide.
Excellent. So if you give us a brief introduction then to the ventures and that itself and how they were inspired really for you to start them.
Yeah, sure, of course. So we've actually got two businesses or brands, I should say, Rentycar, and Avizi. So both are all inclusive electric vehicle subscription services on a monthly rolling contract. Renty actually is for private hire taxi drivers, so working with Uber drivers in particular in the Midlands at the moment. And Avizi then, off the back of that, because of the amount of interest we got, is a consumer-facing subscription service as well. So for everyday people who just want an electric car without the long-term commitment, it's the same service.
Okay, when did the business start and what sort of size are you now?
Yeah, so we started the business in June 2017, and in terms of that is when I left Jaguar Land Rover with Dan Inomaker, my co-founder. We decided to take the plunge into the startup world, leave our kind of corporate jobs, and we launched to customers in August 2017 with Renty for taxi drivers. So started with just a small office and depot with chargers in Small Heath in Birmingham, and initially just with 5 Uber drivers and 5 electric vehicles, and have grown from that to now being just over 200 vehicles across the two brands, and having a bit of institutional backing, massive kind of month-on-month growth.
Excellent, great. So I can see you're getting good traction. As you know, I've been involved in this sort of space in terms of the transition from internal combustion engine to the future of electric vehicles and sort of transport as a service. Can you give us your perspective, please, on what's happening in this industry and what faces, what challenges your venture facing now?
Yeah, of course. I think the big thing a lot of people have kind of realised, but I definitely realised working within kind of JLR and looking at the I-Pace and all the other brilliant electric cars coming out, is that the future is definitely going to be electric in terms of when and how that kind of transitions into the mainstream and overtakes diesel petrol sales is a bit unknown. But there's massive customer demand and kind of a great experience of using an electric car. But there are some real big problems in getting into the mainstream kind of sales that you need to transition away from kind of petrol and diesel cars. So a couple of those things I think that we're trying to overcome. The first of which is that obviously electric cars at the moment have a bit of a markup in terms of our higher price point to get into. Actually, the majority of sales in the UK, over 80%, are through personal contract purchase, so finance deals, of which customers are generally locked in for 2, 3, 4 year period on leasing a car. When you've got quite high cost of purchasing an electric car, combined up with the fact that the technology is new, people are a bit unsure about it, and then the fact that the technology is constantly changing, in the sense that bigger, better, battery ranges are coming out on the latest model. It's literally every year the battery range seems to be going up by about 30-40%. That is a big kind of issue, in the sense of, from a consumer's point of view, why would you want to take a 3-year lease on a car which is a bit more expensive than your petrol and diesel, and that you know in 3 years' time will be massively out of date, a bit like your iPhone or phone. So that is one of the things we're trying to overcome from a customer's point of view, that actually we know that there's demand for customers to try electric cars, but there's a nervousness about that commitment. So our subscription service is trying to overcome that kind of problem, which is an industry problem as the mass market moves to electric cars.
Excellent. Great. Now, I think a great description there about how technology is changing, but it requires an innovation in the business model as much as just getting smarter batteries. We need to, and smarter cars, we need to have a change in the business model to be able to make that transition. So great perspective there.
Aimovar is working with leading global corporates to understand how technology, startups and new business models are disrupting their industries, what we term create innovative new value chains. To find out more, drop me an email. That's andrew.gall@aimovar.com.
So we know that sort of having a great team is so important for the new venture. Could you describe some of the people that are within your team, please?
Yeah, sure, of course. So I founded the business with Danon O'Maka. His background was actually more in the tech scene already than I was. I'm coming from quite a corporate background. Danon had started up his own digital marketing agency with his brother and been running that successfully for a number of years. And before that had worked in kind of the educational tech side of things and been a project manager for a lot of tech businesses. So right back in 2017, when I had the idea, Danon was the obvious person to reach out to this to say, well, I need someone who understands how we're going to get this tech working, because it's all through keyless unlocking, which means that customers can swap and change it in and out of different vehicles as they see fit. I had no idea how we're actually going to build an app that could do that. And then secondly, how we're going to market it and get it out to customers. So yeah, myself and Danon set the business up. Then from Danon's experience and previous projects, he pulled in Nick Jones, who's our CTO. And Nick had actually had a bit of background as a CTO previously, very much in the space, and has managed to single-handedly for the first year build our platform out, build our Android and iOS app natively, so that we can have keyless unlocking or the booking system, all the other aspects of the operational tech that we needed. And obviously now the tech team is growing and that pressure has gone away from it being a one-man band. But Nick was very much the heart and the soul of us setting up the tech to make this business happen. And then finally, the final kind of quarter of our business is operations. And Joe Knowles, someone that I actually work with closely at Jaguar Land Rover and corporate strategy, has led that project. He'd previously been working in managing EU compliance for JLR, so very much connected to electric vehicles and the problems around why they're needed. And he is now pulled out in effect our roadmap and our expansion playbook for expanding across the UK, and helped massively to get the funding we needed to expand nationwide, which we're starting to do.
Great, excellent. So a good insight on the team of how you came together and the mix of skills there to be able to cover the full piece from the tech and the operations to the side. And you just touched on investment and that there and growing. What's been the journey to gaining investment, and who are the investors, and how is that going to help you to grow?
Yeah, sure. So right at the start, it was basically myself and Danon taking a massive plunge, and we used a bit of our savings, a bit of begging our family, who became early investors, for a little bit of money to get set up, and then a bit of taking some loans out ourselves. And we had about 80,000 that we used to get the business set up right at the start, and that got us through for the first 7 or 8 months or so. At that point, or just before that point, we realized, well, there's a huge amount of traction. We've had a huge amount of interest in the business, and it is working. Customers are staying with us, they're not leaving, but we're not yet at the point where we're profitable. We had some horrible kind of early growth pains in terms of things like getting fleet insurance right at the start when we were operating taxis with no previous experience, and we were doing car sharing with electric vehicles, with Uber drivers. It's pretty much the worst thing that an insurer wants to hear. So we were paying fees such as, like, we're paying over £5,000 per car per year for our insurance first year. So we pretty quickly realized that within a few years this business would be profitable and in a really good point, but at the point in time it was, we could not go on and make a profit without raising some money. So we actually went and tried to raise some money through angel investors. Eventually had four great angel investors, actually through people that Dannon had known and worked with previously, that backed our business. Have been four great guys, very hands off and trusting in us and to deliver it. But that 250,000 investment that we got back at the start of last year really helped us shape the business where it is today, to relieve some of the pressure and mean that we could start trialing with the VZ, which is the consumer subscription service. And in effect, we then at that point had managed to get up to, with that funding, 20 vehicles on the Rentee platform, 20 on the Avizi platform. We've proven there's massive demand and it was working for the consumer as well as the taxi driver. And in November last year, pitched to Accelerated Digital Ventures, a UK-based VC who, in effect, are backed by Legal & General and the British Business Bank, and looking to help UK businesses grow, especially outside of London, and really trying to back companies that they see as being long-term potential rather than just quick wins of grow to a certain size and then exit and sell the business. So with that investment, that has really meant we've skyrocketed on in terms of what we're trying to do. So we went from 40 cars in November to now being on 200 cars now in March, with the ambition to get to 2,000 cars within 12 months from now. And ADV again have been brilliant, fairly hands-off investors, but the massive benefit both have been is that they're hands-off when they need to be hands-off, but if we need help, if we need connecting into the right people, both the four angel investors and ADV have been an unbelievable help in unlocking kind of doors for us to get that growth.
Excellent, excellent. No, that's a great overview there, Rob, in how you created your minimum viable product and quite scrappy and entrepreneurial and getting you started. And then the role of family, friends and angel investors through to, I guess, first institutional, I guess, even though it's still relatively small in terms of your investors, but proving the growth case there and the customer need. So, well done to you and the team in that sort of journey. Great. Thanks very much for your overview here. The last question I normally ask is around what do you do when you're not working on this on this venture? What are you doing to relax at the moment?
I like to play sport. I've always been quite sporty, and so whether it's watching it or actually I play 5-a-side and 11-a-side football. So I feel that helps give me my balance, that we can work some horrible long hours and Yeah, we've gone through the pain of having a 24-hour support line, which at the start was just myself and Dan in answering calls all day and all night. And I felt that, well, I find that sport is the biggest thing that kind of helps me to switch off and lose yourself and actually, yeah, get the blood flowing somewhere aside from your brain.
Great. Well, it sounds like with the expansion of Rent-A-Car that you're going to have enough people in your team in the next couple of years to have your own sort of internal sports teams and sort of stuff like that.
maybe one day.
So, Rob, thanks very much for sharing your insights and that with our listeners and that today. Much appreciated.
No, thanks, Andrew.
Please do subscribe for future podcasts. And if you like this broadcast, please give it a 5-star rating on iTunes or the platform that you listened on. Thank you.